Begin Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the next parak, the fifth parak in Hilchas Ishus and Laws of Marriage in the Sefer of Noshim, where the Rambam discusses that which is fit to be used for the Kedusha Kesef, the monies used for the Kinyan of Kedushin when it's used with money. Which, in what the Rambam's theme has been, in the opening two parakim, he gave the general characteristics of that which is Kedushin and the ages and stages of those who could do Kedushin. In the third parak, the Rambam discussed the laws of Kedushin and its parameters. In the fourth parak, he spoke about different invalidations in the Kedushin, specifically with the people themselves, and that related to the money. And in this parak, in the fifth parak, the Rambam discusses the qualifications of the Kedusha Kesef, which some ideas we've been discussing are regarding the laws of Kedushin as they apply to Isur Hanah, things are forbidden to have benefit from, things of Hekdesh, which are sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash. Taivas Hanah is a concept that, even though it's not mine, I get some benefit of deciding where it goes. Gezel, Geneva, and Aveda regarding things that are stolen or robbed or lost. Pekadon is that which is a deposit, is someone's watching it. Milva is with a loan. And then with the benefit of a gift, if he gives to someone else because of what she told him to do, or that he actually received from others because of what she wanted, which is considered on some level like she's receiving something from him. A mashkin is collateral on a loan, a gift that he gives her with the intention that she has to give it back to him. And if he's silent after the monies were already given, what the halacha is going to be regarding this kedushim of kesef. So we begin the first halachas. The Rambam opens up with that of kedushim with isur hana, that which is forbidden to have benefit from. Halacha aleph. Says the Rambam, I'm a kaddish b'davar shu asa b'ana. Some of those kedushim with something that's forbidden to have benefit from. Kikun chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach, the Torah says, is forbidden to have hana. Oy basa b'cholav, or something that was cooked meat with milk. Okay, you'd spend Mishra Yisra and all other things which are similarly forbidden to have benefit from the Torah. Say, in Mekadeshes. So if he gives her this thing, he gives her Chametz on Pesach, so there's no Kedushin because she can't have benefit from what he's giving her. So it comes out, he hasn't given her anything. So there's no Kedushin. And moreover, even if it's only rabbinically forbidden, Kagayin Chametz, for example, Chametz, which you're talking about bona fide Chametz, which is biblically forbidden, but we're talking about here, it's B'shosh Shishas Miyam Yudal. We're talking about in the sixth hour on the 14th of Nisan of Erev Pesach. Now, the reason why she's not engaged is because, although it's in the sixth hour, which is not yet biblically problematic, but it's rabbinically problematic. In contrast, if let's say the chametz itself was only rabbinically prohibited, then actually would be a valid kedushin. Now, we're talking about where it's biblically prohibited, but it's at a time which biblically it only starts in the seventh hour in the day, which we would call 12 o'clock and onwards, because the pasuk says, L'shtichel olav chametz, what's on it, referring to the Karban Pesach, which Chazal say, the Inali et chametz from the time which is ready fit for the Karban Pesach, which is Ben Arbaim, which is afternoon. Now, the rabbis went and made it an hour earlier, so not to confuse and come to the Issa Deraisa. So instead of being just Asa at 12 o'clock, already in the sixth hour at 11 o'clock, it's rabbinically forbidden. Even though that says the Rambam in the Mekadesh, if he gives her chametz at 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach, then it's not going to be kedushin because it's also in a rabbinical forbidden. And therefore, again, you're not really giving her anything because it's prohibited. Halacha base. Says the Rambam, let's say Avar Umacher. Let's say he goes and he sells Dava Asa Hasvana. So although he's not allowed to have Hana, but he goes and he does, he sells it. Now he has monies as the proceeds from that thing which is forbidden to have benefit. And the Kiddush B'damav, and now he goes and he sanctifies her, he engages her with the monies, Harizim HaKadosh, then she is engaged, because ultimately we're talking about something that is permitted, because it's not the thing itself. Chutz Mavad Dizar, except for idolatry. Shem Kiddush B'damav, let's say he goes and engages her, betroths her with the monetary proceeds of an Avod Dizar, in the HaKadosh, then she's not engaged. And the reason is, because that's unique halacham, Nishadmi Avod Dizar, Asum Ba'no Kamar. The monies, the proceeds of Avod Dizar, is forbidden like the Avod Dizar itself. Because as the Pasuk said in the Varam Zayin, the Yisachem Kamayu, that it should be abomination, it should be prohibited like itself, which the Gemara says that Kamayu, the word Vayisa is from the word of whatever you make from it will be like it, so even the proceeds are forbidden like the thing itself. And so too, Hamakadish beperish ekle Avodah Zarah. If someone does the kedushin with the waste matter of the calves of Avodah Zarah, in the Mekadesh, she's still not engaged. Shakom Avodah Zarah, Sabana, everything that comes from Avodah Zarah is going to be forbidden to have benefit, and besides the fact that the non-Jew likes the animal that looks larger than Avodah Zarah, which therefore it has the title of Avodah Zarah, even on the waste matter, because the waste matter expands and makes it bigger. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, says, you should not have attached to your hand anything from that which is this thing that's excommunicated, this forbidden avodah zarah, including the waste matter. Now, in contrast, I'm a kaddish b'peresh shor haniskal. If let's say something engages a girl with the waste matter of a shor haniskal, which is an ox that killed a person, which the Torah says you have to stone that ox, and even before it's stoned, once the verdict was handed down, the animal is forbidden to have hana, and we call it the shor haniskal, which is going to be stoned. If he engages her, if he betroths her with the waste matter, so although with the animal not, because that's also hana, but with the waste matter, harizim b'kadeshah, then she is engaged. In this case, but no, like we said, even though this ox is forbidden to have benefit from it, even before it's stoned. But the waste matter is not forbidden to have benefit. It's not considered a significant thing regarding the ox, and the owners don't care about it being any bigger, and therefore it doesn't have a designation of something that's prohibited. And moreover, the pasuk says, don't eat its flesh, which tells you the flesh is forbidden, but the waste matter is permitted. Now the Rambam moves on to a related idea, in Halacha Gimel, which is also something that's forbidden to have benefit, but not because of its iser, but because of its sanctity. Says the Rambam, HaMakadosh Bepeir Shvitz, if someone betroths a woman with the produce of the Shemitah year, and I would have thought to say, and this is what the Rambam is going to tell us, that, okay, so it's not your money, it's Hefka. Shemitah is, you can't keep for yourself, it's for everybody. And therefore we have to tell you that, no, once he took those produce, it's his, and therefore he could be Makadosh a woman with that. Or let's say a similar case, Be'eva Paraduma. The ashes of the red heifer, which is burnt and it's used to purify a person, either those ashes, or the water which it was filled up in a special procedure to make them as the mei nida. The word nida, actually, as a pasuk in Eicha says, vayodu evan bi, means of term of spraying. So it really means to say the spraying waters, which that's the waters which mix with the ashes of the Paraduma, as the Torah says. So either one of them, either the ashes or the water, if he uses that to give to her for the Kedushin, she is engaged. Now, what's the Rambam addressing over here, and this is the Ravid points out in his Asaga, that although you're not allowed to take payment for spraying the Paraduma ashes on the tummy person or to sanctify the Mechatas with the ashes, but you're allowed to take payment for transporting the ashes from place to place and bringing it, because that requires an exertion and an effort. And the Torah doesn't require you to do it for free. So therefore, the one who does the Kedushin with the water and the ashes, he could go ahead and do the Kedushin with that because the woman could sell it to someone who needs it to transport it, which has monetary value, and therefore you are giving her something. So therefore she's engaged. Now, HaMakadosh Behegdash al-Bedek Abayis, if someone goes and engages a woman with that which is from the temple upkeep, from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, with those Hegdash items, so it depends. Bishog, if he does it by mistake, Haridis HaMikdashas, then she's engaged because by using it, he's doing me'ilah, which is misappropriation. The misappropriation actually removes it from its status of hektish, and it becomes chulin. So he's actually giving her something because of his aver that he did. So she's engaged. But, v'hu yisham kerem l'chemish l'hektish, she has to pay the principal and the fifth to hektish, which is in the classic halacha when you did me'ilah, the yavei yishamein has to bring also karben hashem, because he didn't call ma'il b'shkog, like anyone does misappropriation from hektish by mistake. But again, since he did that by mistake, which actually creates the status of me'ilah, now it's his, and therefore he gave her something. But let's say he actually did it deliberately. He knows Hekdash. I don't care. I want to get engaged to this woman. Ain't the Mekadesh. She's actually not going to be engaged because the halacha is that Hekdash only becomes deconsecrated only if he did it by mistake, which that's where the halacha Me'ilah was said. By Bemezi, we don't find the halacha of Me'ilah, and therefore it actually retains its Kedusha status, and it's Nachul, and therefore not giving her anything, and therefore she's not engaged. Halacha Dal. Moving on to other sanctified items. Kitcha B'maisu Sheni. Let's say he sanctifies her with the second tithe, which the first tithe is given to Levium, and the second tithe is the next tenth of the produce, which is eaten in Yerushalayim in its state of sanctity, as the Torah says in Devam Yudal. So if he goes and gives her the produce of Maaser Sheni, Bein Mishrei Bein Mezid, although before we said in the halacha of Hekdash of Bedek Abayis would make a difference, here, whether he does it by mistake or deliberately, Ein HaMekadesh, you're not going to be sanctified. Why? He can't do with the Maaser Sheni his other desires, until it's first deconsecrated, which is going ahead and deconsecrating onto, doing an opinion onto other monies or items. Because it says by the Maaser Sheni, that it's for Hashem, which tells us that it's going to be, it's always going to retain its status, which is, it's Hashem's, and it's not yours, although Hashem lets you eat it, but it's not yours, and then you can't use it to engage a woman. Similarly, halacha, hey, kohen shekidish bechalke. If a kohen got portions from his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes from his portion, and he's mekadish a woman, mekadish a kodshim, whether from the highest level of sanctified animals, of chatas and asham, or mekadish a kalam, or the lower level kodshim, like a shlamim, in the mekadishas, she's not engaged. Why not? Isn't this his portions he got? Yeah, this that a kohen gets his portion is only a permissibility for him to eat it, because it's not his own personal money. Rather, from Hashem's table, he gets this to be able to eat it, but it's not his to go ahead and betroth a woman. But in contrast, if a kohen goes, there's many different, there's 24 kind of gifts. But if, let's say, he engages her with truma gedayla, which is 1/50th approximately, depending on what type of a person who's giving it, that he gets from every Jewish person's produce, which they had grown, and it's called truma gedayla because it's the first one that's given from his tevel, or let's say b'trumas meiser, which actually a tenth of a tenth that the Levi gets. Levi gets a meiser rishon, that tenth, a tenth, he takes a tenth from that, gives it to the kohen, or uber bikurim, which are the first of the seven fruits that a person has, it's given to the kohen in Yerushalayim, or v'chein Levi, shekiddush meiser rishon. Let's say Levi goes and betroths a woman with his meiser rishon, the tenth that he gets from Yisrael's produce, or Yisrael shekiddush meisoni, or a poor person that got, in the third and the sixth year he gets, instead of meiser sheni, the person, the owner has to give to a poor person the second tithe as meisoni. In all these cases, harizim mukadeshes. If this person gives the woman this as kiddushin, she is engaged, because all these things are actually the ownership, the monies of these individuals, in contrast to the other case, like we said, if the kohen has his portion of kachar kachim, it's not really his, only gets to eat it. Here, no, like in Maaseh Sheni, here it's theirs, and maybe they could use it to engage a woman. Halacha Vav, an added chiddush, is matonis, so all these gifts that we mentioned, that the trum and the maiso, all these things that we said in the previous halacha, shaloi hurmu, which weren't yet elevated, in other words, the owner didn't yet separate them, they're still in here somewhere, inside the produce, you have to separate truma and meiser and in here somewhere, but although they weren't separated, says the Rambam, harein kamesha humor. They are like as if they're already separated, since they're ready to be, they're waiting to be done. It's like as if it was done. Lafikach, therefore, Yisrael shenefalei tevalim. If, let's say, a regular Yisrael, non-koin, inherits tevel, untithe produce, mebesa vi'imai koin, from his grandfather, his mother's father was a koin. So he's not a koin because his father's not. But he inherited from his grandfather, Kayin, this produce that was not tithed yet. Nothing was done with it. It's the original produce. V'hifesh mem truma o maestris. And now, this grandson, the Yisrael, is separating trumas, maestris, because you have to. You can't eat it, even if you're Kayin. But harein ke trumas maestris shenafali b'yerushim avi'imoy. It's like as if he inherited the actual truma maestr from his grandfather. In other words, it's like as if his grandfather, the Kayin, already merited, although he didn't yet separate it himself, but it's as if, we said, as if it was separated. And just like a kohen himself doesn't have to give his truma to someone else, he could eat it himself, so to this grandson, although he himself can't eat it because he's not a kohen, but it's like his, like he owns it. And therefore, from kiddush ben isha, if he goes and he gives it to a woman for a kiddushin, she's engaged. Although he himself, the grandson, can't eat it because, again, he's not a kohen, it could be sold to someone that it's fit for them, and it's his own money. He owns it. Aval, in contrast, but Yisrael, not through inheritance. A regular Yisrael who has his produce, his agriculture, and he has his produce, and he takes the truma that he separated, and he goes and he gives it to a woman as kedushin from his silo, from his grain, she's not engaged. He cannot sell it. It's not his. It's the kohen's. In the previous case, he inherited from his grandfather the kohen, who was his grandfather's. And therefore, the only thing he has is what's called the benefit of the goodness. Meaning, what he could do is he ultimately gets to decide where it goes to. And he could take some kickback money and say, hey, you want me to give it to your grandson, who he's the kohen, or whoever, to you, give me some money, I'll give it. So, to someone else that person wants it to, so, because the kohen himself shouldn't do that, but for anyone else, he could get some money. So that monetary benefit, says the Rambam, in a moment. This benefit of who it could go to, that's like it said, monies to engage a woman, because it's not something intrinsic to this thing itself. This truma maaser, you have no monetary element over here. Yes, you could get money from who you decide to give to, but that doesn't give this item itself as if you're going to give the woman this, as if you have rights over here, and therefore that would not be a valid kiddush. Now the Rambam continues on, and these are all related veins about these monies that you use in the kiddush, they're valid or not. Now the Rambam talks about money that's not his own. Let's say someone engaged a woman with robbery, which is money that he brazenly took from another person, or from theft, which is done stealthily, where it's in private, Leib Chamas, or Chamas, which is where the person actually gives the monies to the person he's taking it from, but forcibly takes it from them. So that's like a step down. But be that as it may, all these are considered on some level like theft. So here it depends. Im nisyal shu habayilim, if the original owners of these monies already gave up hope of ever getting it back. So this is what's called yish, which is an element of kinyan that relates to the kinyan of the one who has it now, to acquire it as if it's theirs, which that's the main thing we're saying over here. It has to be the persons who's being mekadosh with it. The noida, and moreover, the witnesses who see the kedushin, at the time of the kedushin, they know this idea, because if the witnesses don't know about the original owners having given up hope of getting it back, so even though it really was that the guy gave up, but it would be like doing the kedushin without witnesses, because the witnesses don't know about it, so they wouldn't be necessarily witnessing a kedushin, and therefore wouldn't be kedushin, but they know about it. Shakana isa dava b'yeyush, that this guy acquired it with the original owner giving up hope. Now, although the Gemara tells in Baba Kama that yish itself is not a kinyan, but since here, besides the original owner being miyayish, he's giving it to the woman, so this was called yish v'shinu rishus. It's also the original owner giving up, and it's also changing properties. It's changing when the woman acquires it. So therefore, as the Magen Mishnah explains, automatically the husband acquires it. So it is his. So then she's engaged. But if not, if we don't know about the yish, then she's not going to be engaged, again, because we didn't have a valid condition with witnesses knowing about that it's the husband's monies. Halacha chas. Similar type of halacha. Someone goes into his friend's house. He takes a vessel or a food item. Something similar to that. And he sees this girl. He wants to give her something. I want to consummate this relationship. Let's go. He gives it to her and he engages her. And the homeowner comes and goes, and he comes along and he sees that this guy who was staying by his house, he used this vessel, this vase, to go engage this girl. So even if the homeowner says to him, why don't you give this other thing pointing to some other object? That's better than that. You're giving a vase. Come on, that's not respectful. Come on, give her. You should have taken this beautiful piece of silver over here, this crystal, something nicer. Even if he says that, which would sound like, oh, of course he's agreeable to what this guy did, and he let this guy have it to go ahead and do the kedushin, no, any more kedushin, not going to be engaged. You know why? Says the Rambam, human psychology. He only said this, didn't want to be embarrassed with him. Well, he's going to make a big deal. The guy's getting engaged. The guy's calling everyone, texting, I'm engaged. Oh, I'm sorry, wasn't the kedushin? No. So, since he did the kedushin with his friend's money, without his friend's consent, that is a gazel. He stole from him. And it wasn't his. And therefore, there was no kedushin that he gave to the woman. And therefore, she's not engaged. Now, but let's say let's say he did the kedushin with something that the homeowner is not particular about. Could go tomato, egg is like a date or nut. All it has to be is what's a shabbat pruta. There's not a lot amount of money. And something a little small. There's a bunch of fruits on the table and he gives it to her, which generally a person would not be particular about. So then says the Ram Harizim Gadesh Misabi, then she's engaged out of doubt because maybe he was makbid, it was particular, and therefore it wasn't his, but we're not sure. So therefore, out of doubt, we're going to give her that stringency that she's engaged. Halacha tes. Let's say he had a joint merchandise that was owned by him and his friend. Now he divides it from his friend without his friend's awareness. Now he has his half of the merchandise, and now he goes and he takes from his portion and he engages a girl. Since you need to have the valuation of the court, she's not engaged because she ain't a little asma mashiach. This guy can't take from the partnership what he wants. But you need mashiach and leave what he wants. It's not yours because the fact that you divided is not a division, and if it wasn't yours, and therefore he has not engaged the girl. Now the Ram moves on again, related vein, but now when it has to do with if it's the woman's monies that the man uses to engage her. Halacha yud. Gosel asi isha. Let's say he robs from the woman a gunman, or he steals from her, or chamasa again, or he extorts from her. All those that we defined the terms earlier. Then he goes and uses that money that he stole from her or forcibly took from her. He goes and he takes it and he goes and engages her with that. And he tells her, as he's giving her back what he stole from her, he says, I want you to be engaged to me with what I'm giving you now. So it says the Rambam, depends. Im kadmanim shiduchin, if they had already been dating for a while, they've already had this talking about getting married, v'not l'vashaska, and she takes it from him that he stole from her, and she's silent. So then she's engaged, because the fact that she took it and she was silent is a sign that she was forgiving for him, and now he is giving her something, and she's receiving it in the context of Kiddush. Now, but let's say they had not been dating. She has nothing to do with this man. So now, even if she's silent now, when he gives her these things in the context of Kedushin, she's not engaged. Because when she was taking her thing and she was silent, she's taking back her own things. Hello? You stole from me? And now you're like, oh, can we get engaged? And she takes it. She doesn't say anything. That's not a sign of consent. She's just being quiet and like ignoring the guy. So she's not engaged. But for Mamre Hen, but if let's say, even had they not been dating, but when he stole from her, he never met this guy in her life, and he's giving her to say, I want you to be engaged with me, and she says yes. So at the time of when he gives her the Kedushin, so then she's going to be engaged, because ultimately he is giving her something and she's agreeing to get engaged with those monies. Now, halacha yiralf. V'chein also says that I'm nosla pigadon. If he gives her a deposit, he gives her something to watch. V'amalai says to her, kinsi pigadon zeh. Okay, here, take this deposit. I want you to watch this for me. V'chaz v'amalai, and then he subsequently tells her, hared mekadesh libay, I want you to be engaged with me. You know that thing I gave you to watch, that vacuum I want you to watch for me? I want you to be engaged with me with that vacuum. So, im amalai koid m'shen de talata, so it depends. If he told her this before she took it from him, he was just going to drop off something because he needed to be watched by her, and she's the available neighbor. But now he's coming to drop it off. He says, okay, I want you to be engaged to me with this. So if he said it to her before she took it, and she took it and she was quiet, so then she's engaged, even if there was no shidduchim beforehand, because now when she's accepting it now, he's telling it to her in the context of kedushin, and she was quiet, so and she's taking it. So obviously it's a kedushin. But if already he had given it to her, as the pastor says, oh, do me a favor, miss so-and-so, I'm going away for the week, can you please watch my item? And then after he had given it to her, Amaloi says to her, you know, by the way, Harit Mukadesh's boy, I want you to be engaged to me with this that I'm giving you to watch. The Shaska, and she's silent, says, that's nothing. Any silence that's already after the money was given, in Melis, that's not effective. And because she doesn't care what he's saying, because when she took it, the fact that I took it is not a sign. Because I took it when you asked me to watch it. You want me to get engaged now? And she's not responding. That doesn't prove anything. But if she says yes, even if it already was an hour ago, and says, oh, by the way, knocks on the door, oh, I just wanted you to know, do you want to be engaged with me with this? And she says yes. Even after she took it, then she can be engaged, because since the deposit is there by her, and it's there, it's his, it's like as if he's saying, I want you to be engaged to me with the bekadon that you have of mine, which we're going to say later on, halacha yitches, she is engaged because it's something of substance that's there, that's extant. And therefore, if she says yes, then she's going to be engaged even if it's after he'd already given it up. Halacha yitbeis. Hechzul ha-chayiv, shahaya la etzlai. So he owed her money. So he's giving back her back a debt that he had by him that was owed to her. Now, Vamallah, now when he's giving back the debt, he tells her, Harid Mekadesh's boy, I want you to be engaged to me with this that I'm paying you back. So his intention is that she should be engaged, and also that she should be paid up with this money that he's giving her. So it depends. If Kaidim Shet Titlenu, if he said this before she took it, Unatalat to Vashaska, and she takes it and she's silent. So here also it depends. Im Hoyi Benim Shiduchim, if they were ready, they were dating, they were talking about getting married, Sariz Mekadesh's. So then she's engaged because the fact that she receives it, as he said it, in the pretext of Kedushin, and that she should forgive the debt, and she didn't say anything, and she's taking it, so then she's engaged. Now, but that's only if they were dating anyways, and she's silent, so that's a sign of consent. But if they weren't dating, in Mukadesha, she's not engaged, no matter what he's saying, until she says, yes, because the fact that what he's saying doesn't make a difference, I'm just taking back my money that you owe me. Now, Vimamalov, now that was all talking about if he told her this before he gave her back the money. But if he told her after she already took back what he owed her, and he says, you know what? I know I gave this back to you, but Harid Mekadesh, I want you to engage me with it. So then I fill her hand, even if she says yes, in Mekadesh, she's not engaged. You know why, says the Rambam? Sharela Higili Yad Meniklum. She's not getting anything from him at all. You know why? El Shalom Natlo. What she originally took was her own. As the Rambam explains, the debt was already paid back from the moment she took those monies, and therefore she can't go ahead and claim money now another time. Comes out the money that she took was her own money. So he never really gave her anything, and now that he wants her to be engaged with that, with what? That was mine, and you already gave that to me. So he's not giving her anything, and therefore even if she would say yes, it would not do anything. Then the Rambam continues in a related idea regarding that of milva, that of a loan. Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rambam. Hamakadosh b'milva. If someone does kedushin with a loan, afilo heisav shtar, even if the loan was in a document, ein mekadeshes, she's not engaged. Says the Rambam Ketzad. How so? What's this case talking about that we're saying it will not be a valid kedushin with a loan? Kagoyin shayla etz lo chayv dina. So he had by her, meaning the other way around, she owed him money. She had by him she owed him a debt of a dinner. Now Vamalai says to her, you know what? Harid mekadeshes li b'dinah shesh li b'yadach. You know that dinner that you owe me? I want you to forget about it. You don't have to pay me back. I want you to be engaged to me with that dinner. So the halacha is in the mekadeshes. She's not engaged. You know why? This loan was given to spend, meaning she's allowed to use those monies. And she doesn't have to go ahead and keep it by her to give back to the lender. So there's nothing really over here for him to be giving her. And shekvar haitzia is a dinner, which either means literally or figuratively, she's already spent that dinner. And there's no more pleasure over here because the money you gave me, I already used it. It already was mine. Now, what are you giving me now? The fact that you're forgiving me a loan is not actually giving me anything. And the kedushim of kesef is learned out from the kinyan of Stei Efren, like it says in the pasuk kicha kicha, which it says by nosate kesef asada kach meni. Just like over there, at the time of the acquisition, there was money given. So too by the kedushim, you have to be giving something. And by forgiving a loan, he's not giving her anything, and therefore, there's not going to be a kedushim. Halacha yadal. Let's say hayila etzla milva. Let's say there was an added variable. Let's say he had by her a loan. Yes, she owed him a dinner. Ala mashkin, on collateral. So not only did she owe money, but she had given him her table, something that was collateral to make sure she pays up. The kid shabesa milva. Then he wants to engage her, betroth her with the loan that she owes him, and the hechsula mashkin. He's giving her back. Because that was collateral for the loan. He's giving her back to collateral. Oh, then Hariz Mugadesh. Then she's engaged. Because he is giving her something now. He's giving her the collateral. And therefore she's getting benefit to her hand right now at the Kedushin. And therefore it's going to be a valid Kedushin. Now, Halacha Tezvot. Hamakadesh Bahanoz Mova. If he engages her with what's called the benefit of the loan, or a pleasure related to the loan, then Hariz Mugadesh, then she's engaged. Says Ram Kitsa Hausa. What's this case? Kugoin Shehilva Isa'ata. Where the Rambam learns that the case is told him where he's lending her money right now, during the time of the Kedushin. Masayim is 200 zos. And he tells her, okay, Hariyat Mekadesh, I want you to be engaged to me. Bahanos zman sharaviyach lach b'milvazu. You know, really the loan should be for, let's say, 30 days. You know, if I'm extended, you could pay it back in 90 days. For that pleasure, that I'm extending this time in this loan, shati biyodach kach v'kachim, that it should be in your hand this amount of days, I'm not going to go ahead and claim it from you until that time. Then she's engaged. You know why? He's giving her a pleasure right now to utilize this loan until the end of the time that he established for her. And that pleasure is what he's giving her to engage her. Now, however, says the Rambam, but although that would be a valid condition, but it's forbidden to do this. Is because it's like a loan on interest. The reason for that is because that's what interest is. It's an extension of benefit from a monetary loan, which here he's gaining from the time that he's extending on the loan, and that's what he's using to be Mekadosh. But the reason why it's only Kiribis and not real Ribis itself is because when he's marrying her, he also becomes obligated in 10 different things, which is not a bona fide benefit. There's a lot of obligations too. So we'd rather be considered what's called Haramis Ribis. Well, the Meiri explains, because since the benefit actually is for both husband and wife, they're a couple now, so it's not considered a bona fide Ribis. But again, it's still like ribbis, and therefore, like interest, and therefore that would be forbidden. Now the Rambam says, Pish Rabbeis and my teachers, they explain, Ba'anos HaMilva, what's this case that the Gemara talks about, which is a valid condition of the pleasure related to Milva? He says, they explain Dvarm She'en Ro L'Sham, things that are not fit to be heard, which refers to the Rif, Rabbi Yitzchok Alfasi, that he explains Anos Milva, is where the loan already was from a while ago, and now it's time to pay up. And he tells her, I want you to be engaged to me with that benefit that I'm going to extend, that you don't have to pay back now, but rather at a future date. As Rashi explains in Kedushat Avam Beis, that Rambam says, in the role of Shemam, because he's not giving her anything now. So therefore, of course, that's not a valid kedushin, because the fact that he's extending the time of the payment is not better than forgiving the whole loan as it is. We've already said that that's makadosh b'milvah, that's not makadosh. So rather, the Rambam says that's now, during the time of the loan, when he's giving her something, then it could be valid to extend the time. That would be a valid kedushin, but not that of when it already was owed the loan, and then he's just extending it further. Halacha design. Amla, if he says to her, you're engaged to me, b'prutuzu, with this coin, u'b'chayv sheish li'etzlech, and with the debt that I have by you, oh, then hariz m'kadeshes. Then she's engaged, because, although we said with the loan it's not, but their intention is for the pruto, which is he's giving her something. And so to b'chayv amla, also he tells her the same thing, but in reverse, with the loan that I have by you and with this pruta, we engage. In other words, even though he first says the loan, which is not a valid, because that's makadosh b'milvah, but since he's also giving a pruta, so their intention is for the pruta, and there's going to be a valid kedushin. Halacha yitzayin. Let's say he had a debt by others. He says to her, you know, that other guy, Reuben, he owes me money. So I want you to be engaged to me with the debt that guy owes to me. You're getting that debt. So if he does this b'mayim b'shlosh in the presence of all three parties, which is the borrower, the makadish, and the woman who's getting engaged, it is a makadish, then she's engaged, which is a halacha unique that the Gemara says in Gittin, that what's called b'mayim b'shlosh in the presence of all three parties, you could go ahead and acquire a debt to a recipient without any other kinyan, and therefore she's getting engaged with that debt that is monies that is owed to him that he's giving to her. Another Rambam moves on from milve to pikadon. Halacha yudches. Kitcha ba pikadon sheish lo biyado. If, and we had referenced pikadon earlier. If let's say he engages her with a deposit that she has of his. She's watching something from his camera. She has it, and she was watching it. And he's mekadosh her with that deposit. Let's say she borrowed something and she was using it. So he betroths her with what she has. So if this deposit or what she borrowed was worth a pruta, or at least on some part of it that's left is still worth a pruta, that's kaim b'shusa, that's still there in her domain, meaning that wasn't stolen or lost, because if it was lost, then it would be a milva, it's a loan that's owed to him, which again would not be a valid condition. But if at least something of what he had lent her or given her to watch is still there, so she's engaged, because there's something of substance that he's giving her right now that she's watching, that's hers. Halacha yutas. Amalov, he tells Arid Mekadeshesli, you know, you're betrothed to me, basacher sha'adaber laich l'shultan, from the wages that, you know what, I'll go and advocate for you by the government. For that price, I usually charge a lot to be an advocate, that payment, let's just keep it, that'll be the money for you being engaged. But dibalel l'shultan, and he speaks to the government, v'nicha shultan b'litavo, and yeah, the government holds back its claims, doesn't prosecute her and doesn't claim from her, and he was successful. She's still not engaged. Unless he gives her an actual coin from his own pocket. Because the benefit that comes from his words, it's like a loan. Now the reason for this is actually, as we'll see in the next halacha, this halacha is called Yeshnu Aschiris Mitchil Vatzayf. When a person gets wages, when someone is a worker, the way it works is that it's a constant, as if those red things that fill up to see how much your wages, how much you're going to get paid. So therefore, what happens is that when he's doing the work for her, every moment is becoming a debt that's owed to him. And by mekadosh b'milva in mekadeshes, if he does kedushin with a milva, like we said earlier, it's not a kedushin. These types of wages are the same thing of a worker, and therefore she's not engaged. The Rambam says on Halacha Chaf. Let's say he says harid mekadeshes li, I want you to be engaged to me. But malacha zuch asimach, a worker, he comes and he says, look, I'm going to do work for you. Let's say she gives him her gold, and she says, you know what, make for me earrings. And he says, okay, I'll do the work for you. I usually charge $100. So that payment, let that be your kedushin money, and let's get engaged. Boss, and he actually does the work, and she's not engaged. Why not? Like we said, unless he gives her from his own monies. The fee, and this is where the Rambam explains for like the previous halacha about being the advocate, which is similar to this halacha, the worker. Because the wages, the worker, he gets it from the beginning till the end. Meaning, as Rambam explains, as long as he's doing some of the work, he merits that amount of the wages. So let's say he's charging $100 for those 2 hours, so $50 an hour, So $25 for a half hour, and so on and so forth. So every single moment is the wages. So it comes out really all the payment, all the wages that she owes him, ends up actually being a loan. As Rashi explains over there in Kedushin, every single penny, every single nickel, when that finishes, that's the amount that's owed to him. And then owed and owed and owed and owed and owed and owed and owed. Till when the job is done, it comes to retroactively, there was one big debt of a milveh. So he's not really giving her anything now because that was already owed. But if, let's say, we would say the concept of the other mandama there in the Gemara, that wages are only owed at the end, then actually the payment is actually only at the end when he's giving her something. So there's no milveh, there's no debt. I'm giving you something right now and I'm giving you back these earrings. Then actually that would be a valid condition. But since we hold this mitchil batsaif, so therefore, it's considered essentially like a Makadish b'milva. And a Makadish b'milva, if someone does a Kiddush with a loan, it's not a valid Kiddush. Now the Rambam goes on, if let's say the money don't go directly, as in the classic case, from the man to the woman, as follows. Halacha chafalaf. Isha sha'amr, if the woman says, ten dinar l'pleini matana. You know what? Or some don't have the word matana, but she says, you know, give the dinner to that person as a gift, v'skadish anilach, and I'll be engaged to you by you doing my bidding, which that's the important concept, by giving it to that other person. But Nosni gives it to that other person. Well, Amalani says, okay, I want you to be engaged to me by the pleasure of this gift, that I gave it because of what you said. She's engaged. As the Rambam explains, what do you mean? Although she didn't get anything, she did benefit with her will that was done, and it's not enough. It's also something was actually, there was monetary transfer because when Nani played in Maglala, and that person benefited because of her. Now, which is a unique chiddush that the Gemara and Kedushin of Zayin Amanal tells us, which is what we learn now from the laws of an orv, a guarantor. A guarantor becomes obligated to pay up a loan to a lender, even though he didn't receive any money, he's not the borrower, he didn't get anything from the lender. But from the benefit that the trust that the lender gave to the borrower because of him, in that benefit, he went and indebted himself. That's exactly what's happening with the woman. Because of the benefit that this, now becoming her betrothed, gave to that other man, that is how she's making herself mishubid to her baal by getting engaged. So too, she tells him, ten dinner l'plein matan. You know what? Give a dinner to that person as a gift. V'skadish lein, I'll be engaged to him. V'nosin loy. And this man gives it to that other man. The kitchen is a plane. Now that other man goes and engages the girl, Vamalani tells her, you know, Harid Mukadeshli, you're engaged to me, but nos matanazu shekibelti b'tzainich. In the pleasure of the gift that I received because of you, Harid Mukadeshli, she's going to be engaged. Now, although the Mekadesh himself is not giving her anything from his own money, he's not giving anyone from his own money, still doesn't bother us. Because, as the Gemara Kedushin says, we learned that off from Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani, he could acquire his own self from his master with monies that others give to the master to free him, even though the slave himself didn't give any of his own monies. Hiroso, this man could acquire this woman even though he didn't give any of his own monies because others gave for him. Now, if you're going to reject and say, wait a second, how can you give it to Eved Kanani? Over there, the master at least is, who is freeing him, is receiving monies. Over here, the woman who is being machna herself to this man is not receiving any monies. Oh, and that will say that the case of the guarantor, where the guarantor doesn't get any monies and still he's mashabir himself, as we said before. So from the combination of Arv and Eved Kanani, you have this case of where if she tells one man to give to another man and she gets engaged to that recipient of the man, you have the two elements of Arv and Eved Kanani, and that's going to work. Halacha Chav Beis. Amalah, let's say he tells her, Helech Din Zebe Matana. You know, he says that he tells her, take these monies as a gift, Viskachi Lepleini. And by these monies that you received, I want you to be engaged to that other man. And the Kitchai Zeblain, that other man goes and engages the girl. Vamalani, he tells her, Harid Makadeshli, you're engaged to me, Ba'na Zuhabo Lech. By this benefit that came to you, Biklali, because of me, Harid Makadesh, he's engaged. And now, Avbishle Nosla Makadesh Kulmo, though the one who engaged her didn't give anything. Oh, but that's like from Allah Chalavet Kanani, like we said, that the one who's acquiring doesn't have to go out and give, others could give for them. Now, let's say Amr Lech, let's say she tells him, Helech Dinna Zematana. Here. Take this money as a gift, v'skadish loch, and I'll be engaged to you. So it's going the other way. The girl's giving the man. V'lukach, and he takes it. V'amala, and he tells her, Harid mekudeshli, I'm engaged to you, b'hanah zu shegibalti mimcha mimech matana, by the benefit, the pleasure that you have, that I receive from you. That's something that's, and there's a transfer of funds, and you're getting benefit? So with that benefit, you should be engaged? So it depends. in Madam Chashavu, if he's a distinguished personality, or he's a Megadeshus. She's engaged because she's actually getting benefits, meaning she's happy. Wow, I was able to give to this celebrity, so therefore that's a benefit. Sha'ana, yeshla b'yosei nana memana, because she has pleasure that he's having pleasure, that he's benefiting. Uvana azu, hiknas atzmalay, and with that pleasure, she's acquiring herself to him, but again, it has to be if he's an Adam Chashav. But if he's not, then there's no benefit, and therefore it wouldn't be a valid Kiddush. Halacha Chav Gimel. If someone says to a woman, "Iskach li b'dinah, why don't you begetch me with this dinar, which is a type of currency? And here, here's collateral in your hand. I don't have the dinar on me. I want to get engaged. I'll give you a special coin. I just don't have it. But I want you to know we're getting engaged. So here's collateral. Ain't a Mekadesh, she's not engaged to him. You know why? Because she didn't get the dinar. And the collateral, although that is worth a pruta, he didn't give it to her to be hers. So essentially, it's like engaging her with a loan, which is not Mekadeshes. Now, Hayviyadeh Mashkin. Let's say a related type of a case, related to that of a Mashkin. Let's say he had collateral. We're getting a loan that's owed to him from someone else. Someone had borrowed money from him, and the guy had given him a piece of collateral. Bekiddush Ba'isha, now he's taking that collateral and betrothing a woman with that. So although that collateral is not really his, as we just mentioned the previous halacha, because you have to return it back to the borrower when he pays up the loan, still a reason for Kedeshes. The girl is engaged with that collateral. You know why? The creditor does have partial ownership rights in the collateral, but Gufa Shemashkin, in the actual collateral itself, as we find, the Gemara tells us that Amos and Zechat Sechir is that there's a responsibility of the one who has the collateral. And if it gets lost or gets stolen, as the Kapasa says, Dolchati is stuck, that it's considered charity when you give it back to the borrower every night or every day when he needs to use it. So on some level, it is his, and therefore it is somewhat of a kinyan to give it to the woman to make her Mekadesh. Halach Avdal. Someone says to a woman, you're engaged to me with this dinner. Really, on the condition that you give it back to me. So although in some areas, halacha, like for Esther, the lulav, it could be considered as it's that person's. But in this case, in Mekadesh, not going to be engaged. Whether she gives it back or doesn't give it back. As the Rambam explains, either way. Shim leichziratu, if she doesn't give it back to him, lein iskamat nai. So the stipulation for the condition wasn't fulfilled. Then mechziratu, if she gives it back to him, harei lein nenes, she didn't have benefit. Leigili other klum, she didn't really get anything. So therefore, either way, malam shach, it's not going to be a valid condition. Now the Rambam moves on to qualify the value of what's being given, if it's going to qualify for the Shavu Pruta of Kedushin. Allah Chafei. Nafs not good to Shalhadis Bekiyetz, but let's say he gives her a bundle of myrtles or things like that. Vamalani says to her, I want you to engage to me with this bundle of myrtles. The Kibloi says she receives it. Now, but Amalani, they tell him, but it's not worth a Pruta. Vami says, Tiskadish Bidal Zuzim Hamachboy Metech Aguda. Let her be engaged with the four Zuzim that are hidden inside the bundle. Boy, I'm a trickster. It's not, I didn't just give her a bundle of myrtles. You're right, that's not worth a Pruta. Inside these four Zuzim. Now, depends. Imram, if she says, hen yes, she's engaged, because he's giving her something now with those zuzim. Vim shask, if she's silent, then she's not engaged with those monies, as Ram explains. As he mentioned this principle earlier, silence after the money was already given, that doesn't help at all, because she doesn't hear what he's saying. It's only the receiving when you're silent. But when I received it, no one knew anything about the four zuzim. Now you tell me about the four zuzim, doesn't mean I agree that I'm being silent. So then why didn't she throw down the bundle? Because she's concerned that maybe she's going to be responsible. Because the woman doesn't know that if you didn't accept a shmira on something, that you're not going to be responsible. So that's why she doesn't say anything. But her silence does not indicate consent. Now, but, says the Rambam, Betima Kadesh is besothic, now good, but she will be considered doubtfully engaged because of the bundle itself, as the Rambam had mentioned many times, Shema Shabbat Prutim Makam Acher, as he said in Perek Dal, it might be worth a Prutim somewhere else, and therefore there is a doubtful element of Shabbat Prutim on anything, even if it's not, and therefore she'll be engaged out of doubt, but not definitively. Now, halacha chavav. If someone says to a woman, hiskach li b'tamar zu, I want you to be engaged to me with this date. Hiskach li b'zu, I want you to be engaged to me with this one. And hiskach li b'zu, I want you to be engaged to me with this one. So he's giving her a bunch of dates, and each one he says, I want you to be engaged to me with this one, and says this one. He says each one hiskachi. So, im yesh ba'achas men shavu pruta, if at least one of them is worth a Shavu Pruta. Now, the reason why is because the dates, they don't combine for the value of a Shavu Pruta, because each one he says, hiskachi, so each one is his own Kedushin. So if at least one of them on its own is worth a Pruta, a reason Mekadesh is engaged. But if not, and not only the sum total, then any Mekadesh is ill Masafik, should only be engaged out of doubt. And again, Shematishra, tomorrow, achas, Pruta, b'makamach, because one of the dates might be worth a Pruta somewhere else, so out of doubt, but not in the definitive way. Halacha v'zayin. Amalah, let's say he says to her, hiskachli b'zayi u b'zayi u b'zayi. Why don't you be engaged with me with this one, and this one, and this one, and this one. She doesn't say the word hiskachi. He says this one and this one, this one, this one. So here it's different. If in the totality of all them, there's at least a value of a pruta, so then Megadeshes, she's going to be engaged again because over here, it didn't mention each one individual kedushin, so it's all one big kedushin, therefore it's going to combine to Shavu Pruta. Not Vimlav, but if it's not even the total worth of Shavu Pruta, in the Megadeshes Masafik, again, it's only engaged out of doubt because it might be the total worth of Pruta somewhere else. Now, let's say Chaysa Echeles Rishayna Rishayna. Let's say, as she was receiving from him, he was saying, and this one, and this one, and this one. He's emptying out his whole thing. And as one by one, he's handing over the dates. And she eats it as he's handing it to her before he finishes his whole statement. Because he didn't finish the statement. He said, I want you to engage me with this one, and this one, and this one. This guy has like a 20-minute run-on sentence. So here, im yesh b'achrayna shal ha-pruta, only if the last date is worth a pruta, is Mogadesh is going to be engaged. Vimlav, but if the last one, I don't care about all the previous ones, if the last one's not worth a pruta, in the Mogadesh shal ha-pruta, only engaged out of doubt, again, for that same principle we always say. And the reason is, because the dates that she had previously eaten, even though he said, bazoo, 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 it's all one big Kedushin, it doesn't make a difference. It's like a loan, because the Kedushin is not taking effect until he finishes his statement. It comes out that she never received it in the status of Kedushin until the end. So that comes out that it was already a loan, because she already ate it, and she already owed to him before he even finished the Kedushin. Like we said, if someone engaged with a loan, it's not valid Kedushin. The nimtza she in the kedushin ilbet tamar chlin. It comes out that really the only one that's going to have a kedushin is the last date, because that one is not alone. That he's giving to right now, and he finishes the statement, the last one. So if that one is worth a shavu pruta, then it's going to be a valid kedushin. And like someone who does kedushin with a milva and a pruta, which the intention, as we said in halacha design, the intention is for the pruta, which is the last one, which would be a valid kedushin. Halacha chafchas. Amala, let's say he says to Arid Magadesh libe elu. Why don't you engage me with these? So then, if they're all totally in totality worth a pruta, Mekadesh can engage. And here, Ava Bishayachelis Rishayna Rishayna, even though she's eating one by one, it doesn't make a difference. Shalohi Achelis. She's eating her own, because since he finished his whole statement, even if, let's say, he's handing it to her one by one, that he already said Elu, so when it's coming to her, it's already, the Kedushin was already said, and each one is from the status of Kedushin, so therefore Mekadesh is going to be engaged, even if she eats it one by one, doesn't make a difference. It's the total that he already had given to her. Each one she's receiving is receiving in the context of Kedushin. She could eat it. It doesn't make a difference, but she's receiving that of a worth of pruta. Halach of Tes. If someone says to a woman, I want you to be engaged to me with this cup. So it depends. What's in the cup? If the cup is filled with water, then she's engaged with the cup and with what's inside the cup, meaning she merits in both them, and they both combine for the Shavu Pruta, because the water is not significant, and therefore it's secondary to the cup, and it's considered part of the cup, and therefore his intention was on the whole thing. Now, the Mahi Mala Yain, but let's say it was filled with wine. So then here is actually Harizim HaKadosh, but she only engaged with the cup, and not what's in the cup. The reason is because wine is more significant than the water. It's not secondary to the cup, and therefore it's only the cup that he's doing the condition, and not with the wine that's inside of it. So therefore it does not combine with the cup to make it into a Shavu Pruta. Now, let's say Mahoyim Ali Shemin. This is a different halacha. Let's say it was filled with oil. Here's the other way around. Harizim HaKadosh is B'mash HaPatechet, so the condition only with what's inside, meaning with the oil. V'loy boy, and now with the cup. Because oil is even more chashib than wine. And you don't drink it like wine. It's something that stands by its own. Now, why don't you say, here it's also with the cup and not what's inside of it, like the cup of wine? Because wine, you drink right away. So you could say that it's with the cup, and the wine is secondary. But oil, if his intention was to do the kedushin with the cup, then you wouldn't have given it full with oil, because if I give you a cup of wine, I want the kedushin, so here, take the cup, and I can drink the wine, and Shalom Yisrael, take the cup. But the oil, so if I'm giving you the cup, so and not the oil, so because it's not bottled to the cup, so why am I giving you full of oil? It's going to take a long time to use the oil. What am I giving you? Obviously, I'm giving you the oil and not the cup. All the figure, therefore, and I'm not giving you both because it's chashim and it's its own entity. So it's not both; it's either one or the other, and it must be the oil, not the wine, and not the cup. The figure, therefore, the oil was not worth a pruta. Again, that's like the classic halacha. It's only doubtful kedusha because it might be worth somewhere else. But if the oil was worth a shavu pruta, then she's definitively engaged. Again, we're not concerned for the cup, even though it's not worth a shavu pruta, because again, the kedusha is coming because of the oil, and the oil is worth a pruta.